Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 7, which will be dealing with the speaking gifts of the Holy Spirit. Our objectives of this particular lesson are this. Upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to identify the 5 speaking gifts. You'll be able to define the speaking gifts and distinguish between the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Our key verse is going to be found in 1 Corinthians 12:18. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. Introduction. 5 gifts have been given the title of speaking gifts because they all involve speaking aloud. The 5 speaking gifts are prophecy, exhortation, word of knowledge, teaching, and word of wisdom. Now, the first 2 speaking gifts, prophecy and teaching, are similar to 2 of the special gifts. But the speaking gifts of prophecy and teaching are not the same as the special leadership gifts of being a prophet or a teacher. Prophecy. 1 Corinthians 12:10 says, "For to one is given by the Spirit prophecy." So a person with the gift of prophecy speaks by the special inspiration of God to communicate an immediate message to his people. And prophecy was discussed in detail in the section on the special gift of being a prophet. Everything said there about prophecy given by a prophet also applies to the gift of prophecy. But the speaking gift of prophecy alone does not mean that you have the special gift of being a prophet, as you previously learned. God has set prophets who also have the gift of prophecy in the special leadership positions in the church. Now, although they prophesy like prophets, people with gifts of prophecy do not have the special leadership position of a prophet. They simply deliver a special message under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Teaching. Romans 12, 6-7 says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching." So the subject of teaching was covered in the section also on the special gift of teaching. So everything discussed applies also to the gift of teaching, with the exception of the leadership position. As in the example of prophets and prophecy, the speaking gift of teaching does not mean a person has the special gift of being a teacher, because God sets teachers who also have the gift of teaching in a special leadership positions in the church. Exhortation. Romans 12, 6-8 says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, he that exhorteth on exhortation." So the gift of exhortation is the ability to draw close to individuals in time of need, counseling them correctly with the word of God. To exhort literally means to call a person aside and to advise, recommend, admonish, encourage, or comfort. Exhortation is the ability to give wise spiritual counsel. People with this gift minister words of comfort, consolation, and encouragement in such a way that others are helped. A modern term for this gift would be the gift of counseling. Exhortation was part of the apostles' follow-up plan for the churches, and we find that in Acts chapter 14, verses 21 through 22. It says, "When they had preached the gospel in the city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith." So the Bible teaches how exhortation is to come. First off, we have "as a father would his own children." We find that in 1 Thessalonians 2:11. "As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children." By giving instruction with patience, 2 Timothy 4:2 says this, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." On the basis of sound biblical doctrine, Titus 1:9 says, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. With all authority. Titus 2:15 says, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. And then lastly, more frequently as the end of the time approaches. Hebrews 10:25 says, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Next we have a word of wisdom. We find in 1 Corinthians 12:8 it says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is the ability to receive insight as to how knowledge may be applied to specific needs. Given the facts in any situation, a person with this gift knows how to apply the facts to bring a wise solution. The word of wisdom is a divine insight into people and situations that is not obvious to the average person, and this God-given wisdom is combined with an understanding of what to do and how to do it. This gift is not called the gift of wisdom because it does not give one the total wisdom of God. It is the word of wisdom, just a portion of God's infinite wisdom. The gift of the word of wisdom does not come through education. The source of such is the wisdom of God. Colossians 2:2-3 says, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Jesus Christ was called the wisdom of God. We find that in 1 Corinthians 1, chapters 24, or verse 24 and verse 30, it says, but unto them which are called, both Jew and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Godly wisdom is not the same as the wisdom of the world. And we find in James 3:14-17, it says, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So if you do not have the gift of the word of wisdom, you could still develop spiritual wisdom and can receive it by studying the word of God. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So you can ask God for wisdom. According to James 1:5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Wisdom is given to those who live a godly life. We find that in Proverbs 2:6-7. It says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. But remember, the spiritual wisdom available to all believers is not the same as the gift of the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is a special ability given by God through the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to deal with the word of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 12:8 says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So the word of knowledge is the ability to understand things which others do not know and cannot comprehend, and to share this knowledge with them under the inspiration of the Spirit. Like the word of wisdom, it is not called the gift of knowledge. It is the gift of a word of knowledge. It is not the total knowledge of God, but it's only a portion of his knowledge. The source of this spiritual knowledge is God. In Colossians 2:3, it says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And in 1 Corinthians 2, 11 through 14, it says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which men's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." So the gift of the word of knowledge is a revelatory knowledge. This means it's a knowledge revealed by God. It's not a knowledge obtained through education or study. When Jesus asked Peter a spiritual question and he answered with the word of knowledge, Jesus said in Matthew 16:17, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." The gift of the word of knowledge should be used in humility because you are not the source of the knowledge. God is the source. In 1 Corinthians 8:1-2, it says, "Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know." So that is it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.